anguish of spirit. I want to talk to you about how to overcome during times of spiritual weariness. In the book of Exodus chapter 6, God assures Israel's deliverance. Before we get into Exodus chapter 6, let's look back at chapters 4 and 5 to set the stage. In Exodus chapter 4, verses 30 through 31, the Bible tells us that Moses and Aaron did the signs in the sight of the people, and verse 31 says that the people believed. What did they believe? That the Lord was going to deliver them out of their bondage in Egypt. But then in chapter 5, it didn't go according to plan. Pharaoh didn't heed the voice of Moses and Aaron, and thus increased their work tasks. Now in chapter 6, God is assuring Israel's deliverance, but the people no longer believed. Let's look at verse 9. The Bible says, "So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of the anguish of spirit and cruel bondage." Sometimes there are times in our spiritual walk when our faith is really hindered, when it's just too much for us to handle. What should we do during times of anguish of spirit? I want to give you several ways on how you can overcome. Number one, go back to the Lord and find out what the problem is. This is what Moses did in Exodus chapter 5, verse 22. The Bible says Moses returned to the Lord. If the Lord has spoken to you and perhaps promised things that have not been fulfilled yet, go back to the Lord and find out what the problem is. Perhaps there is sin in your life that is keeping the promises from being fulfilled. Check out Joshua chapter 7, when the sin of Achan kept promises from being fulfilled. If it's not sin, perhaps the Lord is just testing you, like he did with Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. The Lord tested him to see if he really would be obedient to his word by telling Abraham to sacrifice his son. So again, go back to the Lord and find out what the issue is. Number two, get your eyes off the problems and get them back on God. God is so much bigger than anything we will ever face. Please turn with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1. The Bible says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool." Do you see how big God is? This scripture gives me a picture of God reclining, totally relaxed, not worried about a thing. He's got it all under control. You've got problems, you've got anguish of spirit, be at ease. It's all under God's feet. That should be comforting. Point number three, surround yourself with people who will lift you up. In the book of Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16, we see the children of Israel battling the Amalekites. The Bible tells us in verse 11, when Moses held up his hands, Israel prevailed in the battle. However, there's a problem in verse 12. The Bible says, "But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun." If you are getting tired, feeling anguish of spirit, surround yourself with other Christian brothers and sisters. They will be able to help lift you up. Number four, read your Bible. In the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105, the Bible says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." This is a truth. God's word will help light your path. God speaks through his word. This book, this Bible, will guide you. The Bible declares it. Please repeat after me as we join together and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I desire to take all problems and issues to you first. Please speak to me. I desire to get my eyes off of the problems and get them on you. You are so much bigger than anything I will ever face. Lord, I also desire to surround myself with godly people. And finally, Lord, speak to me through your word. May you be glorified in all that we say and do. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.